As students, we all have to do homework, but there would be someone who never wants to finish it. Will you be interested in that one? Will you try to get closer to that one for the reason that you two may have some similarities, and then you fall in love with each other? This is actually the story, The Art of Getting By about. 作为学生不得不做功课。可是总有些学生是不做作业的，你会对这样的同学感到好奇吗？你会觉得你们两人之间有很多共同点吗？于是你尝试着接近他，然后悄悄爱上他。这其实就是新篇家庭作业讲述的小故事。
The film is released on June 17th in some places in the USA. The heroine is Emma Roberts. Actually, she is the niece of Julia Roberts.She has been in touch with her aunt till now. She also says that she enjoys being with her aunt, and her comments on Junia, yes, I admire her very much, and she is a great mother.
这部影片6月17日在美国部分地区上映。女主角艾玛·罗伯茨其实就是好莱坞一姐茱莉亚·罗伯茨的侄女。两人现在依旧联系紧密。小侄女是这样评价她的姑姑的。她是个伟大的母亲，也是值得我钦佩的人。
For the family background, she got a chance of co-starring with Johnny Depp in Blow when she was 9. Depp signed to one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, for young Emma. Because Emma has Julia as her aunt, so she never realized she was that lucky until growing up. One more interesting thing is that as Blow is rated R, so,She finally got the chance to watch the film at the age of 17.
因为这样的明星家世，小艾玛在9岁时就与约翰尼·德普合作，出演了《美国大毒枭》。德普在给艾玛的签名时写道：送给我见过的最美丽的人之一。因为姑姑的光环如此闪耀，艾玛直到长大后才意识到自己曾跟如此优秀的演员们合作过。有趣的是，尽管9岁时拍了这部 R 级的电影，但一直等到17岁，艾玛才得以完整地看到所有的表演。
With a superstar aunt in Hollywood, Emma is always compared with Julia. I really don't want to be her, I just want to be myself. If I have something in common with my aunt, that is our smiles. Emma emphasized again and again when facing questions in relation with her famous aunt.
姑姑是茱莉亚·罗伯茨，艾玛自然也就免不了被人经常拿来与之相比。我真的不想成为姑姑那样，我只想做自己。如果我跟姑姑有相似的地方，那就是我们的笑容吧。艾玛在遇到类似问题时总是这样强调。
Emma is rather different, for she is only 20, and she has a sweet voice. To some extent, she is a typical American sweetie, for she loves popular culture so much.She enjoys the film Juno, appreciates Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber, and is keen on reading Twilight series.
艾玛才20岁，并拥有一副甜美嗓音，是个美国小甜心。她总是紧跟潮流文化，喜欢朱诺，欣赏 Lady Gaga 和比伯，同时也是《暮光》系列的忠实拥护者。
But she also knows that she would never live a life like an ordinary girl.You have to be responsible for yourself. You just set the example for the teenagers, and the paparazzi are always waiting for your mistakes, she says so. With her gentle smiles and a sweet voice, outstanding acting skills, and good-looking, we may say we will remember her by her works, not by the title, Julia's niece.
她也深知自己绝对不可能像普通女孩一样生活，
他这样说，你必须肩负责任，有很多未成年的粉丝都以你为榜样，更何况还有那么多狗仔等着你犯错。这个有着淡淡微笑、飘逸头发和甜美歌声的小艾玛，想必也是可以凭借出众的表演才能、青春靓丽的形象自立门户，而不是活在姑姑的光环下吧。